Hello, friends. It's me, Gina. Today, we're talking about a common human longing, the desire to be loved. Kind of appropriate with the holiday, with Valentine's Day right around the corner, wouldn't you say? Love, a natural and sometimes addicting force, takes various forms in our lives. Have you ever felt the need for deep, intimate love and wondered why this seems to be eluding me? Oftentimes, as we reflect on our lives, we discover a wealth of love from various sources. Our parents, our siblings, our children, our friends, and yes, God Himself. It's essential to acknowledge that love surrounds us, yet you have the yearning for something more, something deeper, intimate, and personal. There are so many different aspects of love. Sometimes what we truly crave isn't just romantic love, but a connection, a desire to be wanted and needed by someone beyond our intimate circle. Feeling appreciated is powerful, driving us to exist, but it's crucial not to blur the line into dependency on others. It's important that when you are looking for connection with another human being, that you yourself are healthy, that you healed the wounds from your past, that you've taken the time to truly love who you are as a person and who God says you are. Speaking of love, I would love if you would subscribe, like, and share this episode with your friends. Choosing the right people to let into your lives is so important. The people we surround ourselves with hold the power to shape how we feel about ourselves. Unloving as it may sound, conduct a life inventory. Identify friends and associates who uplift you versus those who don't. Spend more time with the positive influences and watch how your perspective on love evolves. Sadly, not everyone feels loved. Many who feel unloved may lack self-love. It's not about adoring every aspect of yourself, but appreciating who you are, your efforts, and your positive traits. I want to share some tips to help build self-love. Do a little self-appreciation. Take time to acknowledge your achievements, efforts, and positive qualities. Celebrate your victories, no matter how small. Love yourself first. Prioritize activities that nurture your well-being. This could include hobbies, relaxation, or simply taking a break when needed. Speak positively to yourself, not just about yourself. Replace self-criticism with affirmations that reinforce your worth and capabilities. Girl, learn to say no when necessary, and prioritize your own needs. Healthy boundaries are crucial for self-love. Talk to friends, family, or a therapist about your feelings. Your family and friends know you better than you probably know yourself. And yes, sometimes an outside perspective can provide valuable insight and support. When you have self-love, the desire for love shifts from a need to a want. This difference is significant. Needing someone can lead to dependency, while wanting someone allows for a healthier connection. It's time to work on yourself, on your self-love, as a foundation for fulfilling relationships. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Please be sure to subscribe, like, share, and leave a comment. Let me know your thoughts. How am I doing? What do you want to know? What do you want to hear? The power of love, or should I say, the power of self-love and divine connection? Well, external love is essential. It can be fleeting. That's why wholehearted self-love, rooted in your values and connected with the connection with the higher power, is crucial. Love yourself and God, for all things in life flow from Him. When we search for outward love without including our spiritual foundation, we risk wandering into uncertain territory. Remember, the lion only prowls when we search for love without anchoring ourselves in God and our own values. Embrace the journey of self-love and watch. Watch how it transforms your perspective on love and all aspects of life. In order to have a healthy relationship with anyone, we must not only invite God into these relationships, but first ask God if this is a relationship we're even supposed to be in. There's a saying, fools rush in where angels won't tread. Until next time, keep rising above the abuse, and here's to building a foundation of love that starts from within.
Hey, warriors, get ready to kick abuse to the curb with Rise Above the Abuse, the ultimate podcast for survivors itching to break free for good. I'm Gina Lusardi, your fearless guide. We're dishing out raw stories, powerful tips, and badass strategies to help you reclaim your power. It's time to flip the script on abuse and your own comeback. But before we jump in, get your dose of inspiring stories, empowering tips, and kick butt strategies by hitting that subscribe button, and let's turbocharge your journey. Your voice ignites our flame. Share your thoughts. Send in those reviews, because your feedback is the secret sauce that fuels our mission of resilience. Massive thanks for being part of this empowering tribe. Did you miss out on any of our past episodes? No worries. Head over to our YouTube channel, Rise Above the Abuse, for an extra dose of empowerment. While you are there, be sure to subscribe, like, and join the journey with our fellow warriors. Until our next rendezvous, keep smashing those chains by rising above the abuse.